Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. I want to talk these last few minutes about traditions. Like, I would love to know if you have some fun Christmas traditions with your family. Are you creating new ones now that you've got grandkids? What do you guys do? What does the Lapine family look like at Christmas time?
Well, I'll talk about three different chapters in our life, because when we were first married, our traditions were simply to kind of keep repeating some of the traditions that we had experienced growing up. In fact, when we were first married, our first Christmases were either at my mother-in-law's house or at our home, and we were kind of going through the motions of what we'd experienced as kids. We didn't really think much about what our Christmas traditions were as a family,
right,
until the year that we weren't going somewhere for Christmas and it was just going to be us. And we had to start thinking, okay, what do we do to develop our own family traditions along the way? So chapter two, if chapter one is just kind of attaching yourself to the old traditions, chapter two is coming up with what are going to be your family traditions. And then chapter three, now that you're in the empty nest, now you're thinking differently about the Christmas season and how you can step into other family traditions that are being built, whether it's our kids and grandkids, spending time with them. So I'll just tell you a few things that have been meaningful for us along the way. First of all, I'm a movie fan, and so we have, I think I can recite It's a Wonderful Life to you from memory, right? It's a Wonderful Life or White Christmas or some of the other classic Christmas movies. We always made a big deal out of having movie nights and having friends over to watch White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life were kind of the two tentpole movies for us during the Christmas season. But we'd throw some other ones in here and there that we liked along the way. Food is a big Christmas tradition thing for us.
Okay.
When we lived in San Antonio, Texas for 7 years. And when we lived down there in our neighborhood, they used to put out luminaries. Do you know what luminaries
are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the bags with the sand and the candle that you would put in them, and you'd light your driveway, and everybody in the neighborhood would do it. And at dusk on Christmas Eve, the whole neighborhood was lit up with these luminaries. It was beautiful. But that meant that Christmas Eve, you had to spend an hour with sand and candles and bags, getting everything lined up. So Christmas Eve dinner, we got carry out for Christmas Eve dinner. And in San Antonio, carry out meant fajitas, refried beans, rice, tortillas. And you could get a pound of fajitas back then with everything for like $12.95. And and we fed everybody with, it was great. Well, then we moved to Little Rock and we wanted to keep the fajita tradition going, but there was no place in town selling good fajitas in Little Rock. San Antonio was everywhere, but not Little Rock. So I drove around town trying to find skirt steak, which is the real fajita meat, right? And finally found some, and we decided it was Dad and the girls. We were going to make Christmas Eve dinner. Mom didn't have to worry about this. Of course, that made Marianne more anxious, Dad and the girls in the kitchen. And but we would cook things, and it was pretty simple at first. And then we said, well, we've got to have fresh guacamole, and we've got to have queso, and we've got to... So it started expanding and getting bigger and bigger. Well, on top of Christmas Eve dinner, then you have Christmas morning breakfast and Christmas afternoon dinner.
Right.
Those 24 hours are pretty stressful in the kitchen, and it kind of all grew into a big deal. But it's to the point where the set menus on Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, that's a big part of our tradition, looking forward to farmer's breakfast on Christmas morning, or the orange cow that Marianne makes that's kind of like an orange Julius that she makes in the blender.
Oh, fun.
Those are some of the Christmas traditions that have been meaningful for us. Caroling, going door to door and caroling in our neighborhood.
Your kids that with you? My kids refuse.
Oh, we'd have their friends come over and I'd get my guitar and we'd go door to door and sing carols. Fun. And then come back and eat popcorn and drink hot chocolate. Yeah, it was one of the things we loved doing.
So fun. So fun. Tell me that you like A Christmas Story, please, because that is my favorite Christmas movie.
I'm sorry. We're going to have to end this podcast here.
No, you don't like that movie?
put down that Red Ryder BB gun because it could shoot somebody's eye out. I'm just telling you, I can't watch the tongue on the flagpole without it being painful for me to watch. I just have to walk away from that. I'm sorry.
That is the funniest scene. Actually, one of the funniest scenes, because there's so many funny scenes in that movie. That and Elf, I just, every year I have to watch them both. Those are my, I watched A Wonderful Life last year. You're going to be so disappointed in me, Bob. Oh man. Yeah, you're going to just want to turn off the camera right now. I watched A Wonderful Life for the first time last year. I had never seen it before, and I watched it, and it was okay.
It was okay?
I didn't love it.
Oh, Yvette, we can't do Christmas together this year. I'm sorry. You watch It's a Christmas Story, and I'll watch It's a Wonderful Life, and we'll both be happy, okay?
Okay, okay, but I haven't seen White Christmas, so apparently I need to watch that this year.
Well, I think so, and then let's talk after the holidays and figure out what you thought. Okay.
Is it better than... It's a Wonderful Life?
Well, I think It's a Wonderful Life is the greatest movie ever made. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. But wait. Here's the real Christmas test.
Yes.
Here's the real test. Do you like The Princess Bride? If you say no, I'm going to just shut off the cameras right now. No,
I love The Princess. Kidding. I was trying to think. It's inconceivable that anybody would not like The Christmas.
Okay, you're back in.
Good.
Stay. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, I love Christmas traditions, though. And I love that, you know what? We can still sit and have a very reasonable and friendly conversation, even though we have a difference of movies, because The Princess Bride has brought us all back together as one big happy family in Christ, because it is the greatest movie ever made. Next, my second favorite, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast, has nothing to do with Christmas. I'm totally rabbit trailing here, but Annie, the 1984 version of Annie with Aileen Quinn.
Yes.
That was my favorite movie as a kid. I can still probably recite that movie like 80% of it word for word, at least. It's
okay.
Fantastic.
So musical, you're good with musicals, right?
Only right? Annie. I'm not. Well, I don't know. I did like The Sound of Music, but.
Okay. White Christmas may be a stretch for you because it's a musical. All right. But
okay.
We'll talk afterwards and see what you think.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try to watch that one. Just in honor just of you me. This year.
All right. Good.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.